On August 9, 1945, Japan surrendered North Korea to the Soviet Union. That same day, the United States dropped its second nuclear bomb on Japan. On September 8, Japan gave South Korea to the U.S. The war that followed, a vast slaughter involving most of the peninsula, may not be over today.
1/6 of South Korean population, 1/3 of North Korean population were murdered during this Korean War by U.S. military. We won U.S. troops out of Korea.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
I'm Kelly O'Ramaris. I walked into a women's restroom on April 28, 2001, during Project Censored's Press Freedom Conference at San Francisco State University, and found a small Korean woman urgently telling the others in line that the U.S. military was using islands in South Korea for bombing practice.
50 years of bombing practice at U.S. bombing range at Maehyangri using depleted uranium. The people leave the villages are within 1 mile range.
So you're saying 1 mile range of bombing with depleted uranium?
Yes. We won U.S. troops out of Korea.
We found an empty classroom for a longer talk. The woman was Wai Young Lee, Director of International Relations for the Pan-Korean Alliance for the Reunification of Korea, USA. Lee is a nurse, a mother, a Korean War refugee, and the daughter of a disappeared political activist. She is publicizing a People's War Crimes Tribunal investigating U.S. war crimes against the Korean people. According to Lee, the United States has a lot to answer for.
I am working for Korea Truth Commission to reveal the Holocaust, I would call it. More than 2.5 million civilians were massacred from 1950 to 1953 during 3-year Korean War. That's our number, 10 years of Vietnam War. I call it Holocaust.
We are finding out recently about a massacre that occurred in Korea, Nogunri. But are you saying there were other places where the United States massacred civilians in Korea?
Since the Nogunri was revealed in September of 1999, 160 locations from south and north, the villages, the people have come out saying that we had the similar story or even worse, much worse than Nogunri story.
How were these genocides carried out?
I was 7 years old in 1950 when the full-blown war broke out. I have witnessed bodies. I had to walk over bodies and bodies as a refugee. I have witnessed the American soldiers looking for women to rape, house to house, room to room, regardless of age, from children to elderly women, war victims. And they murdered them. They take out their breasts, poke out their eyes, women and children. They thrown the children, crying children, into the flame after they burned the villages. They try to save the bullet. They use one bullet to kill about 20 tied in one line with rope and shoot them with one bullet and drop them into shaft, bury them alive. These 160 locations, the people come out and telling their stories, horrible stories. 1/6 of South Korean population, 1/3 of North Korean population were murdered during this Korean War by U.S. military.
I would like to know how it is that you and your mother had the good fortune not to be raped by the American soldiers.
My father was a medical doctor, and fortunately he was able to speak English somewhat and able to communicate, and he was the only person wherever we went that the U.S. troops can communicate, and also most U.S. troops did not have the doctor with them, so they used my father, the troops. The officers usually used to hang around with my father and my place. Even then, my mother could not be visible, and she always hid it behind the ration boxes. The officers brought a lot of ration boxes to us, and we piled them up, and my mother hid it behind it, and I had to go inside that small area for my mother to comb my hair every morning, French braided. And one day, my father and one of the officer, U.S. officer, and me went for a picnic to a mountain. And while my father stepped away, this U.S. officer asked me, "Where's my mom?" I made a motion that my mom was bombed and killed. And he asked me, "Who is braiding your hair?" And I made a motion that I did it myself, and he took off that braid and asked me to redo it, and I could not do it. And another instance was that while we are moving as a refugee moving, we had to walk day after day, night after night, month after month. And during the move, my mother has to come out of a shelter. And my mother and I, we were walking alongside the rice field, picking up the edible vegetables. And this U.S. soldier approached us and harassing us. And he was frustrated that my mother did not respond. And he went to my father and told my father that to tell that woman that I want her. And my father happened to sharpening knife at that moment and told the U.S. soldier that she is my wife. My mother and I were not raped. Still, my brother, 2 years older than me and myself, were used as a throwing ball between U.S. soldiers. They threw us as a ball to each other. They didn't care what happened to, if they drop us, what happened to us.
You're from South Korea, which means that during the Korean War, your country was supposed to be our allies, and yet the military was raping your people and killing?
Yes. U.S. supposed to be an ally of South Korea, defeating the communism. That was excuse at the time. But it goes back a century ago when there was a secret agreement that the Japan will take Korea and the U.S. will take Philippines. Korea was colony of Japan for 40 years, and Korea was liberated when Japan lost the war in 1945. August 15 of 1945, there was Liberation Day. For Korean people, we only enjoyed for 2 weeks of liberation, and U.S. came in, and U.S. divided the country. When U.S. Tried to divide the country and have only election on one side, on South, there was uprise against the division of the country in Jeju Island, and 1/3 of population in that island were killed by U.S., by Navy, air, and ground. That was 1947. But a small war broke out along that border. The Civil War was going on for 5 years. It was a civil war that tried to reunite the country from North side more than South, because the South was a puppet government of U.S. at the time. The Syngman Rhee was puppet of U.S.
MacArthur brought him in.
I think it was MacArthur's plane and put him in power. He was puppet. Also, U.S. divide the country, North and South, and still the families are divided. until now, half century later, the families, the parents, children, divided, cannot even see each other, cannot even write to each other. Who has right to impose that? And 100,000 families still cannot see, cannot write to each other.
Why did your family become refugees?
When there was a Korean War broke out, there was a bombing everywhere from U.S. military. We had to go somewhere where it's safe. And when we were refugees, a lot of people were led by U.S. military that will help you, take you to a safer place. And they put them together in one area and massacred them. And I was lucky that I survived.
Were any of your family killed?
Yes, my cousin was killed while she was running into the shelter with other people by U.S. bombing.
How is it that we are only finding out about this now in the United States?
The people had a fear for half century until Nogoni was revealed. People could not talk about it. If you talk about it, you were prosecuted. As you were labeled as communist and prosecuted. They kept silent in fear. For example, okay, when North Korean delegation came to South Korea a few years ago for peace talk, the children on the street said, how come they don't have horns? They were taught North Korean people are devils, they have horns. They demonized the leader and the people of North Korea. And everything, the massacre was blamed on North Korea, but communists did that. If you talk about I was the victim, my family was the victim, then right away you were accused as communist. And they would arrest you under national security law and put you to jail, or they could execute you. So the people had fear, this fear for half century. Because of Nogoni revealed, now they are more courageous to come out and speak out.
Children were literally told that North Korean people had horns.
Yes. In classroom, they were taught.
As you were going to school, what were you taught about America?
The America is a savior of the South Korean people. That's how we were taught. If there wasn't U.S., then we would have been in poverty. And we would have been killed, and the communists would have taken over the whole peninsula. The U.S. saved. The U.S. is our savior. U.S. is our ally. And the North Koreans are demons. They are the devils. They have horns. And communism had to be defeated. And what North Korea wanted is that when I visited North Korea 10 years ago, all people in that country wanted reunification. That's all they want, reunification. Korea has over 4,000 years of history and culture that U.S. has to respect for that. And also, the people in this country, in U.S., they have to awaken and aware what U.S., their government foreign policy is about. What they did to Korea half century ago, and still what they are doing for half century. In their name, in U.S. citizens' name, and they pay the tax, they have to know what their government is doing. They're murdering. It's a genocide. It's a Holocaust. It's comparable to the Nazis' Holocaust. 5 million people in 3 year war were massacred. And that is more than 10 year Vietnam War. 3 million people were massacred during 10 year Vietnam War. During 3 year Korean War, over 5 million were massacred. More than half of them, more than 2.5 million, were civilians, children, women, elderly people, helpless.
Hwayoung Lee, Director of International Relations for the Pan-Korean Alliance for the Reunification of Korea, USA. On April 28, 2001, Lee is a nurse, a mother, a Korean War refugee, and the daughter of a disappeared political activist.
So growing up, you knew that North Korean people didn't have horns.
I knew it because of my family background. I visited a cousin in North Korea.
How did you cope growing up? You're told these lies that you know are lies, that North Korean people are devils. You are told the U.S. is a savior when you know the U.S. has murdered your family, your country, people. How do you cope with that?
In order to survive, you have to be silent. You had to be silent. You could not talk about it. And my father died in mystery because my father was in the movement to reveal this. And my father, they said that was an accident, but I do not know the nature of it.
Who is they?
The government people, the South Korean government people, because my father was a political activist. My father was a medical doctor. He helped the village people after the Korean War. So he was very popular among the people because he was the only doctor and he worked for the people, not charging them. They didn't have any money then. But he was a political activist also. So because of my background, I knew what really took place, but I could not talk about it. The best thing was to forget about it and go on with your life.
How do you forget about your father disappearing, though?
I couldn't. Because my father passed away, I was able to come to this country. If my father was alive, we could not come to this country. My grandparents lived in this country for a long time. And after my father died, they were able to bring us here.
How old were you then?
Oh, I came when I was 22 years old.
And so what's your own history of activism? After you came to the United States, were you an activist?
No. I did not get involved until 1989 that I joined this Pan-Korean Alliance for Reunification group. During the 80s, a lot of the workers, students, they burned themselves. They committed suicide, tried to wake up people in South Korea. And as a mother, having two children, that woke me up. Why? Why these students, these young workers, why are they doing this? They are trying to tell you, wake up, do something. I started to read, I started to know, because it was not hard for me to wake up because I went through the war. I know what happened to my father. I know what my father did. And I had to do something. My conscience. I just could not be silent anymore. So I joined this group. And then when this Nogunni story came out, and more I got involved. So I am very involved with the Korea Truth Commission now.
So what do you tell your children about that time and about their grandfather?
I told my children, but they are born, my children are born and raised in this country, and it's too much for them to comprehend. They do comprehend, but they said, what can we do about it? There's nothing we can do about it. They'd rather go on about their own life. It's just too much. Mom, you cannot change. They tell me, you cannot change. U.S. has power. You cannot fight against the U.S. government.
But obviously you disagree, right?
I disagree. I disagree, and I feel it's the people in this country, yes, in this country have to wake up, and they have to be aware what is happening, what your government is doing as a foreign policy, what is your government's foreign policy, what they are doing all over the world. The Korea is still exploited. There are 37,000 troops, U.S. troops in South Korea making all kinds of crimes. 100,000 crimes they committed since the war. All kinds of crimes. And the Korean government has no authority to prosecute them. U.S. protect them. So it's a heaven for the criminals in South Korea to commit crimes. The Maehyeongni, they are bombing every day for half century from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, except the mealtime Monday through Friday. It consists of three islands. One island is disappeared out of map because of the bombing. People live within 1 mile range, and they are using depleted uranium. The U.S. government, yes, they admitted. They denied it first. They admitted, still using it.
And so we know about Vieques. That's in the news. You're saying the same thing is happening in Korea?
In Korea for half century, every day. Still going on.
And what happens to the people there? We know that in Vieques there's a lot of cancer, there are problems with birth defects, with the animals in nature. What is happening on that island?
All of that is happening in that island. People sued the South Korean government, and first time in history they won. The people won. The Korean government took the blame. They did not blame U.S. The South Korean government said, yes, they will compensate. And they offered a very small amount of money to compensate, and the people rejected that, and they are taking it to Superior Court. But the South Korean government did not say that, yes, U.S. is doing it.
Are there protests on the island like they're doing in Vieques?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There are big protests. I went last August to visit the island. It's called Maehyeongni. The students came. They blockade the students. The police, army, they have all this gear.
Riot gear?
Yes. And they outnumber than the protesters. The students came over the mountain because they could not go. They would not let them go through the road, so they had to go over the mountain overnight to come to this island, and they protested. There was some fight between the police and the students. I interviewed some of the village women, the elderly women, and this one woman said she came to that island after she got married when she was 19 years old, and she's 60-some years old now. And every day since she came to that island, since she got married, that's bombing every day. And so many lives, there were casualties from the bombings. And the village people, the psychologists, a lot of people have gone, mad. There's, the psychiatric problems. There are some psychiatric problems. They're committing suicide. There are high rate of committing suicide. And the children from that area have higher incidence of violence in school. Besides all this medical problem, the effect of the mental problem is existing among all ages, and the high rate of cancer, defect, and all of that is happening. And lately, the village people themselves organized, and they are fighting. This was only known outside of that island recently, last few years, when students started to go there to help the village people to protest.
Are there any political prisoners in South Korea because of these protests?
Oh, yes. Many people were arrested and put in jail. That's how it became known to the people in South Korea, because they were jailed. That's the time that students started to go to help.
Has anybody been tortured for protesting?
Oh, yes. Last August when I went, the students succeeded in going into the island where the range...
The bombing range is.
And also they are practicing the shooting range.
Artillery? Guns?
Yes, artillery guns, shooting range. And 20-some students succeeded to go there, and they rode some on the shooting range. That was on the weekend, so there was no shooting range, no bombing going on. It was only Monday through Friday. And they were all arrested. 50-some students were arrested, and the activists tried to negotiate to release the students that they will stop the demonstration if you will release the students. And during that course arrest, there were many students were hurt. I have some pictures. I have seen the students, after they got hurt, they came into this inside of this headquarters. They were treating each other. One student was about to collapse. It was female student was about to collapse, and she was injured, and she didn't have food. Most of them didn't eat and didn't even have water, and they had to walk overnight over the mountains to get in there. They were exhausted, and they were hurt. They were injured. They were treating each other. And I asked one student, "You look terrible. You're going to pass out. Why don't you stay here? Don't go out to the sun and, you know, out there. Just get some rest here. Get some nap here." She said, "I cannot. My comrades, my friends are fighting out there. I cannot lay down. I cannot rest."
Tell me about the Korea Truth Commission. What is it, and what does it want to achieve?
What we want to achieve is the ultimate goal is the reunification of Korea, North Korea, peaceful reunification. If the U.S. will not intervene, we can achieve that easily. We want U.S. troops out of Korea. Also, we want the world to know the truth about Korean War. It's still going on. And world do not know, not many people know what is going on in Korea. Also, it is war crime. It was war crime. So we are having the People's Tribunal, the People's Investigation of U.S. war crime against the Korean people.
If you could have a war crimes tribunal in The Hague, who would you want to see put on trial now as a war criminal?
U.S. military, U.S. government. It was Truman's government and U.S. military.
Truman is dead, MacArthur is dead. What could a war crimes tribunal do now when so many of these people who did these things, maybe even the individual soldiers who did the rapes, are dead?
Still, U.S. government is responsible for the suffering of the Korean people to this date. As far as I'm concerned, the war is not over. U.S. government and U.S. military should take responsibility and should tell the world, the people, especially people in this country, the truth. U.S. people do not know what their government is doing, have done. And to prevent anything like this occur again, we cannot be silent. The truth has to be told.
Hwayoung Lee, Director of International Relations for the Pan-Korean Alliance for the Reunification of Korea, USA. Lee is a nurse, a mother, a Korean War refugee, and the daughter of a disappeared political activist. For Wings, I'm Kelly Romaris in San Francisco, California.
The Korean International War Crimes Tribunal was chaired by former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark. A video of the tribunal can be found on the website www.iacenter.org. You can find that link and this entire radio program on the website www.wings.org in our archives section. That's www.wings.org. Wings thanks the radio stations, foundations, and individuals who keep this series on the air. Special thanks for sustaining support to Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughn, author of several books including Homo Donans and Forgiving, A Feminist Criticism of Exchange. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.